It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, doing it for you 7 days a week right across the country and heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well as Amazon. Well, the weekend once again. If it's been going fast at your workplace, it's certainly been going fast for us. Another Friday, March the 22nd today. Now, if I say exclusivity, tightly held and a dominant world-class suburb, is there any suburb that comes to mind in Australia for you? Well, in the realm of real estate, Toorak seems to operate on a unique tempo, no doubt about that, distinct from the broader market dynamics. As speculation, of course, from month to month swirls about with real estate, and it can be anything from what you're paying currently with interest rates, the RBA fluctuations. With all of that going on, there is this surge of cash buyers in Toorak, and does the suburb remain impervious to market fluctuations? Constantly, properties fetch the princely sums exceeding $20 million, and the media certainly has a healthy interest in the Toorak real estate market, and often for the owners who more than often wish to remain under the radar. In the last 12 months, of course, we've reported on the global stage of Melbourne's recent ascent to the fifth most expensive city for housing, alongside Sydney in second place. It does cast this spotlight on the dynamics of real estate in Toorak. And surprise, surprise, this morning we are going to take you to Toorak in Melbourne to get a sense of the premium property market with none other than Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar. And good morning to you, Antoinette. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast. Perhaps we can start first off with what is your perception on Toorak?
Well, good morning, Craig. Thank you for having me. Look, Toorak, I think, is one of those fabulous suburbs in Melbourne, if not Australia. It's definitely very special for its wide boulevards, the supply of fine mansions and its amenity. And I think the offering is like no other in Melbourne. It really does resonate as the most prestigious for very good reason.
Yeah, and I think if I was working in the real estate market, I'd probably come and work alongside you selling those $20 million properties.
Well, that would be, I'd love to have you, Craig.
All right, so what about the typical land and house rates? Let's talk about the price per square metre in Toorak.
Well, I think that can be fraught to assess Toorak real estate by a square metre because the rates vary so much depending on the home, the location, et cetera, et cetera. But as a general rule, if we talk about land rates, and I sell a lot of land in Toorak, it can be anywhere from 8,000 a square metre to 15,000 a square metre, really depending on the location. So some recent sales that I've made in the most prestigious boulevards, for example, like St. George's Road, I achieved a rate of around 14,000 a square metre. But other properties have sold, if we're talking land only, so that would be a modest house on a piece of land in Toorak. We would assess that as a land rate. They do vary quite a lot.
Yeah, and do you have, like, these affluent buyers, do they actually say, Antoinette, what is the price per square metre, or is it something that just doesn't go across their radar when they've got money to buy these properties?
So, for example, when I sold 25 St. George's Road for an absolute record at the time, 13,000 a square metre, that was going back about 3 years ago, the buyer called me and he was an out-of-town buyer and said, I really want a forever site to build my luxury home. So we had a look at the pros and cons, and there was this particular site, and I was successful in putting buyer and seller together. That site now would be worth at least 16 to 17,000 a square metre because it was a flat square block on the corner of St George's Road and Tahara Road. Now, interestingly enough, that lovely family, they are building a very special home on that. With build rates at the moment, that would be capitalised at around 30,000 a square metre. I'm talking about cost with no margin. I sell as much off market as I do on market, and I have got some very special off market properties at the moment. Key boulevards, so AAA locations, very good architect designed home and built by top of the range builders.
All right, so we are in Toorak this morning. We're finding out just some of the exclusivity parts to the real estate purchasing. And we'll come back in just a moment. We'll talk more about all of that with Antoinette Nido after this.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
And right now it is time for another 30-second property tip, and we are going to Chris Sherry, auctioneer there in Sydney. Good morning, Chris. What have you got for us?
My first tip would be to slow the auction down. Whether you would like to ask the auctioneer a question during the proceedings of the auction, or even better to that, instead of asking or instead of giving a $10,000 or $20,000 bid, maybe make it a $5,750 bid, or make it a $23,200 bid, just to be able to make the auctioneer think and also make him stop the momentum of the auction proceeding.
How often does that actually happen?
It's funny you actually ask. I had a person who was bidding on behalf of, so a buyer's agent, and this was only a matter of 4 weeks ago. They tried to be like similar to the block, and unfortunately they had the wrong auctioneer in front of them, which was myself, and we professionally diverted around that course, but we certainly, he continued to do it throughout the course of the auction until it got to a point where we were over reserve, and then we started allowing what he was trying to do. But it's starting to see it a lot more out there in the marketplace rather than people just listening and doing the round of bids. So you've got to slow the momentum of an auction down. The best way of doing that is either asking a question or alternatively changing up the bid formation to make other buyers get maybe a little bit frustrated. Once they're frustrated, then that's when they may lose interest. But secondly to that, to stop the momentum of the auctioneer proceeding.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
And it is a Real Estate Friday. Hope you've got something planned for the weekend. We are in Melbourne this morning talking to Antoinette Nido, and right now taking a look at apartments. And Antoinette, are there more apartments being built in Toorak? What's the situation on that?
So Toorak is one of those preeminent suburbs that supports luxury apartments with rates of, you know, 20 to 30,000 per square metre. In no other suburb are those rates attainable because you have downsizers selling their big mansions for good money, and they have got the cash and the wherewithal. They want to be around the village, and they will pay 20 to 30,000 a square metre for that very perfect luxury high-end residence that they can lock and leave.
Okay, and as I said at the top, you know, there's a lot of these buyers that wish to remain anonymous, which is fair enough. That doesn't stop the media from sort of reporting on some of them. So what about the people of Toorak in general? What do you say about that?
Well, I think traditionally it's been older people because it's been such an expensive suburb. But the trends that I'm seeing on the ground is that certainly the data is showing that 10% of our very high-end sales to foreign buyers. So there is a real mix coming into Toorak. High numbers of Asian, in particular Chinese buyers. There are some very young, successful, young rich listers, you know, the tech billionaires making their money in IT or in a, you know, floating a business in an IPO and wanting to spend $30, $40, $50 million on that trophy home. So there has been, I think it is a real reflection of what's happening in the global economy with successful entrepreneurs wanting to come in and buy the trophy property, whereas traditionally it was your moneyed families who would own the homes in Albany Road and St. George's Road. That is a very different profile of buyer coming through the market.
Yeah, so we've got new money, we've got old money, and then we've got migration, which is adding into the mix. Now, we talked about the top five in Melbourne, which is number one is Toorak, number two is Brighton, Hawthorn, Melbourne and Armidale. If you have a look at Brighton and Hawthorn, how much is the gap between those three suburbs? Just in other words, how far out in price point is Toorak from Brighton and Hawthorn, do you think?
Well, I think it's a really good question. There is no doubt that Toorak has outpaced the other suburbs, especially Brighton and Hawthorn. Now, Brighton is an area where we do sell quite a bit there, as we do in Burundara. But Brighton is very much rises and falls with interest rate movements, with fluctuations in the economy. Toorak is a much more stable market because the profile of the buyer is such that they are not really subject to, you know, movements in interest rates or, you know, economic cycles.
Yeah, so if you sort of come back to how I kicked it off when I was asking the question of exclusivity, tightly held and a dominant world-class suburb, I think when you're talking exclusivity, Toorak, I mean, that's probably what is pushing Toorak further away from those other top-end suburbs.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And it's also, it's the supply of these world-class mansions, the wide boulevards. It really is a fabulous suburb.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there, Antoinette. Enjoy selling today on your Friday and across the weekend. And thanks again, once again, for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast and breaking all of that down for us this morning.
Thanks, Craig.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated. Every week, unravel the real estate market to empower your real estate knowledge.
You need insurance for your property and you pay your insurance and you do it. It's just part of it. And then getting this increase so suddenly with no explanation, I thought of all of those people, you know, they just can't afford it. I managed to afford it. But what about people who are already struggling?
Our regulators and the licensing regime hasn't seemed to have cottoned on to the risks associated to consumers with working with buyer's agents that aren't that experienced or don't have that greater depth of knowledge. Some jurisdictions require zero work experience. You can just basically get licensed, get a diploma and bang, set up shop.
The really good properties, the quality properties, they're the ones in the highest demand. It's the, you know, it's B-grade substandard properties. They're the ones that typically pass in and you see there's a bit of haggling happening after the auction.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.